And help us not, Zach, can you give me a glass of water, please, buddy? I think that's where you're headed. Amen. Thank you. Praise the Lord. A little quiet here tonight, but hallelujah. I'm going to preach what the Lord's laid on my heart.
Amen.
2 Corinthians chapter 6. I tell you, we miss you when you're gone. And some folks, we understand a lot of people's out of the weekend, but that's understandable. But we do miss you when you're gone. We're glad that you're back. Praise the Lord. 2 Corinthians chapter 6. Hallelujah. Pray for me tonight. Be ye not unequally yoked, verse 14, Be ye not unequally yoked together with unbelievers. For what fellowship hath righteousness with unrighteousness? And what communion hath light with darkness? Let's go to the next chapter, chapter 7. Hallelujah. Verse 1. Thank you for that. Having therefore these promises, dearly beloved, let us cleanse ourselves from all filthiness of the flesh and spirit, perfecting holiness in the fear of God. Amen. One more time, let's ask God to help us. Heavenly Father, Lord, we love you tonight. We thank you for your mercy. We thank you for your grace. We thank you, Lord, for all that you've done. God, in the spirit, we have felt, Lord, tonight already the testimonies how God is blessed and God is protected and God is provided. God, and we ask you to help us in this part of the service, Lord. I need your help tonight, Lord. I need the Holy Ghost to be with me, God, and I want to preach what you gave me, nothing more and nothing less. Lord, we give you the praise in Jesus' holy name. Hallelujah. Praise God. Brother Armbrister done mentioned something about our election. And you ever heard this phrase called separation between church and state? Oh, it aggravates me. Aggravates me. Amen. Separation between church and state. Amen. Do you ever understand? I've heard Christian people say that church people not ought to be involved in politics. No. Shame, shame, shame. Amen. We ought to be in politics. The reason why, if we have not, amen, church people decided that we didn't want to be in it, look where the world's gone to. Look where it's gone to. It's because Christians have got out of politics. Amen. Amen. That phrase, that separation between church and state, amen, is really backwards. We need God in our state. We need God in our government. We need God in everything that we do. Amen. And the world has said we want that separation there. Amen. But the church has become worldly. Amen. The church has become a worldly church. And the church has become a worldly. I mean, it's become no separation there at all. There is no separation from the world. You look at the world, Brother Jimmy, and you can't tell the difference from the church between the world. Amen. But yet they want the separation between church and state. Amen. I tell you what, I want God in all parts of my life, don't you? Amen. The Bible said in Corinthians that I read to you, be not ye unequally yoked together with unbelievers. For what fellowship hath righteousness, and what communion hath light with darkness? Amen. Sister Debbie, give me a little more monitor, please, if you don't mind. Hallelujah. Amen. We are living when we call a connected world. A connected world. Amen. I'm going somewhere. Amen. Wave your hand at me if you know I'm you're alive out there. Amen. With our cell phones and our Facebook and our internet, amen, we're always connected with those that are around us. Amen. I don't know really about all that. I don't have scripture and verse to really prove some things are wrong. And I'm kind of withdrawn from some of it. Amen. Amen. Being connected to those who you love and to those even that need you is one thing. Amen. But there is another kind of connectedness that is not so good. Amen. I know of a situation right now. Amen. I know, amen, things have climaxed as far as technology and technology. Amen. It's just wow, a lot of people. And, amen. It's amazing what technology has done. But I know one person right now that technology has become so great. Amen. Don't drift from me. I'm going somewhere. Amen. That their phone has become their God, and that phone has got them in trouble. Amen. And I know of one person right now, that phone is being used as evidence against somebody. Amen. Some things that they've done on the phone. Amen. We're such a technology-crazed world. Amen. I know. Amen. I don't even know all the things about computers. And I'm learning a little bit. I don't want to be out of style. Amen. But yet, I don't want to become too accustomed to it. Amen. There's a lot of people don't even know how to turn it on. Amen. But, amen, we're living in a world that we're so connected with everything around us. Amen. One person falls and you know, amen, before the service was over with, amen, on the West Coast and the East Coast, everybody does know about it. Amen. And we're living a technology-crazed world. Amen. You'll hear common buzzwords like amen, tolerance, acceptance, openness, seeker-friendly. Amen. The idea, amen, of all these terms is a togetherness or being connected or having a you on a human level. Everybody wants to be connected. Everybody wants to be close. Amen. You know what really it is? There's just a lot of people that's just nosy. They're wanting to know about everything that goes on. Amen. I've had people call me and say, hey, did you know so-and-so did this? Hey, did you hear this? Amen. They just want to be the first ones to tell it. Amen. That's not right. Amen. We're living in a connected world. There is a concerted push in the world to bring everyone together under the same umbrella. Amen. The same society, the same religion. Amen. Even one church. Amen. We're living in a dark world, church. Amen. The heartbeat of the world. And sadly, it's becoming the heartbeat of the church. Amen. That we can just invite everybody in, do as you want, live like you want to, and we're all going to the same heaven. Amen. I'm telling you, you need to pray for me tonight. Amen. But I want to remind you that God did not call His people to be inclusive. That He called us to be exclusive. Amen. We are to be a separate people. Amen. This is not popular preaching. I understand it. It's not preaching that nobody likes to hear. Amen. But we are to be a separate people. Amen. I've heard things. I've watched some things over the last several months that has disturbed me, Brother Aaron. Amen. Church people doing some things. Doing things in the church that not ought to be taking place. Amen. Amen. The fact is that we're called to be different in the world around us. Amen. Somebody told us the other day, I don't know who it was, it might have been Sister McCory, that made a statement that they think we're weird. Amen. You can just go to Walmart or go to a local mall. Amen. They think we're weird. There's a lot of weird people out there, Brother Keith, that look strange. Amen. But the Bible did say that we are to be a peculiar people. Amen. I'm telling you tonight, I want to be one of God's children. I think the children of God stand out. Amen. We look good. We look like a happy person. Amen. I believe in holiness. And I believe it's right. I believe that's the way we should live. But a holy person ought to be a sweet person. A holy person ought to be a kind person. A holy person ought to be a person whom the world runs to and says, amen, I want what you got. Amen. Not that sour look. Amen. Not that sanctified spirit. But a spirit that draws somebody. Amen. A lot of our church people, amen, have been sanctified. Huh? Amen. They're cranky. They don't mind telling you their opinion. Amen. If that's not right, they don't care who you are, where you come from. They'll give a piece of their mind. We better be careful. Amen. We are to be a holy people. A holy people has a Holy Spirit. Amen. We got a holy God that requires us also to have a Holy Spirit. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. All the churches here, amen, I read out of Corinthians. He's talking to the Corinthian church there. Amen. It's So you read later in the book of Revelation, even all those other churches that John is speaking of. The trait of separation was surely lacking in the Corinthians. And it's lacking in our churches today. Of all the churches mentioned in the New Testament, the church of the Corinthians was the most worldly church. You say, preacher, why are you preaching that to us? We're not worldly. Amen. But this is what God has placed on my heart. I try to shun it, but I can't shun it. Amen. That church of Corinth was a worldly church. If the church in Philippi was known for its compassion, and the church in Ephesus was known for its commitment, and the church in Corinthians was known for its carnality. Amen. Carnality is coming into our churches today. Amen. Our holiness churches, you look at their congregation, and you can see people, amen, that has been seen upon the flesh. Amen. You say, how can you see that, Pastor? Amen. I can see it even some tonight. Amen. Because the Spirit of God is wanting to move. And when you feed the flesh, that's all you're going to get out of it. But if you've been feeding the Spirit, you strive to the Spirit of God. You hunger for the Spirit of God. Amen. I came to the service tonight. I said, Lord, I need a blessing. I have a burden on my heart. I want your people to be blessed. But if we've been feeding after the flesh, we're not going to get nothing. No, we're not. Amen. Hallelujah. The city of Corinth was so vile. And this is a picture of America today. Amen. That to be called a Corinthian means that you were a person of low moral standards. I've got family, Brother Marty, that's living low moral standards. Amen. Things that my daddy taught me was wrong. Amen. They're doing. Amen. People would rather shack up than to get married because of the lack of commitment. Amen. They want to do what's wrong, it seems, more than what is right. They would rather lie to your face. They'd rather steal from you. They'd rather cheat you. Amen. Things that we know is wrong. Amen. There's people all across our churches. Amen. There's people that I know of today. Amen. I don't trust them because I know they're a cheat. I know they're a stealer. Amen. Listen. Amen. The church people are not going to be that way. Amen. Hallelujah. Sadly, the evil society that has penetrated the church and the things have gotten so bad in Corinth that there was little distinction between the church and the world. Amen. The Corinthians were a worldly people. Amen. Paul was letting them know that you don't have to live this way. Amen. We don't have to look like the world, church. We don't have to act like the world. Amen. While the world and the church are melding together, there is distinctions between us and the church and the world. Amen. I'm glad to know that my name's written in the Lamb's Book of Life. And I'm a child of God. Amen. When I go into some place, amen, that's not even like a Walmart or someplace. Amen. I know we stick out like a sore thumb. But when you see somebody that believes like you do, you see a fellow brother, amen, you look across the aisle or look across the store. Hey, there's a believer. There's somebody that looks like me. Our spirits are trapped. Hey, man, I'm glad to be called a child of God. Hey, I'm not ashamed of it. Hallelujah. I'm not ashamed of it. We ordered some pizza last night for us to eat. And they delivered it. And a young lady had delivered that pizza. She stuck her head in the gym there. And she said, "Well, looks like y'all having fun here." She said, "Y'all do this every Tuesday night?" I said, "Every Tuesday night." She said, "Oh, that's good. That's great." And I said, "Ma'am, do you go to church anywhere?" "Oh, yeah, yeah. I go to church on them." I'm sorry if any family goes to church on them. I'm sorry. But there's no separation between the church and the world. And it's moving into our churches. It's moving into our churches. Oh yeah, little by little, inch by inch. Amen. In the next few years, if we're not careful the rate we're going, amen, we're not going to even separate the homeless people from the world. Oh, not me, brother. Amen. If we continue the same way we're continued, amen, it's not going to last very long. Amen. We're going to have to stand up for what is right. And as your pastor, amen, I'm going to stand up preaching in the hand of the governor. I want to be the child of God. I want to stand
what is right. Amen. I want a church that says we don't have to look like the world. We don't have to act like the world. We don't have to do the things of the world. God expects His people to be different. He expects us to stand up from the world around us. And the verses tell us, even that we can accomplish that. Even there might be some who would like to see the Hilldale Holiness Church be a more modern and liberal church. Even on our standards. Even you can say, preacher, why don't you just let down a little bit? If you want a crowd, you can draw them in. Amen. You can just let down on your standard. No, sir. I'm not going to let down on my standard. Yet I'm still inviting the world to come. Amen. They can come to know this Jesus. Hey, they're tired of seeing people, amen, down and out on a roller coaster ride. Amen, they said they have religion and turn around and cuss you out. They're tired of people like that. They need to know there's people that can live right and still love God. Hallelujah. Amen, He expects us to stand out different from the world. Amen, I want to preach tonight. I want to hurry on staying separate in a connected world. Staying separate. And there we are marked by several different contrasts. Amen. We are different, church. Amen. I'm glad to be different. I'll be glad to be. Paul uses several verbs to make his argument. He uses words like the fellowship. He uses another word called communion, concord, apart, agreement. All these speak of something held in common or something that is shared. Amen. I'm glad I have a brother and a sister, amen, that shares the same belief that I do. Amen. I still want to go if I have to go by myself, brother. Amen. But I'm glad to know there's people that believe the Word of God. They believe what I believe. Amen. I'm not alone. Yeah, we're not alone, church. Amen. It may seem like we are the minority. Amen. But who cares? With God, God, we are the majority. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. While the church world around us is changing to accommodate the world, we have some very special reasons to stay on the old path of righteousness. Amen. And worship. Yeah. Even worship is being changed in our churches. Even I've heard commercials on the radio. Amen. Come to church at 9:45 to the traditional service. You can come 11:15 for the more contemporary service. Amen. They have a change of beat, a change of style. Amen. For the young, for the new. Amen. Amen. For the ones that are older, they can come to the traditional. The ones that don't like it, they can come and do their hand waves and all that kind of stuff. The worship. Amen. And I ought to be that way. Where goes the days where the good old Holy Ghost, amen, will move? That's what we need. Amen. People that's on fire and say, Lord, I want an old time Holy Ghost move from the Lord. Hallelujah. The argument here is that Jesus and His followers have nothing in common with the world around them. Hallelujah. Amen. There is a contrast even in our walk, Brother Lewis. Hallelujah. Amen. In our walk, it's not just how we walk up and down the street. Amen. We can, but that's part of it. But that word walk consists of the way we dress, the way we conduct ourselves. Amen. We are to be different. Amen. Even in our dress. Amen. Hey, I know this gets on a lot of people's nerves. Amen. They think you got to be, it gets a little sticky here. Amen. Here he goes preaching on a standard. Amen. Well, we've got to have a standard. Amen. Every job that you go to, if you work at McDonald's, amen, even though you people might ask, oh, who cares about McDonald's? But McDonald's has a standard. Did you know that? Amen. If you don't put their clothes on, if you don't put their identity and the big M on them, amen, you don't got a job there. Amen. Even the lowest of incomes have standards. Amen. And we as children of God, we've got to have standards. Amen. If we don't have standards, there is no boundaries. Our standards gives us boundaries. It gives us a place that we can be ruled by. Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen. Hallelujah. There is to be a contrast in our walk. The word righteousness has the idea of purity of life. Amen. To be a righteous person. Or what is pleasing to God. Amen. Is this what I'm doing? Is this pleasing to God? Being righteousness. And where we... Here we go. I don't think I'm on a tangent here. We're so entertained, crazed people. Hello. We can't shout unless there's music. We can't move until the preacher gets us up in the seventh heaven. Hello? Righteous living. If a person is living right, amen, there's something way down deep in their soul that says, I got a fire that's burning for the Lord, and it's not going to take much for this flame to get out of control. When was the last time you had a good old shouting fit, even when the music wasn't going on? When was the last time big old tears rolled down your cheek and said, Lord, I know you love me. You just showed me you love me. When was the last time you spoke in tongues? When was the last time the Lord got on you? You couldn't contain yourself. Amen, if it's been too long, you better pray, Lord, I need it. I don't know about you, amen, but I need the Holy Ghost. I need the power of the Lord. Amen, it's not a one-time experience. It's something we got to maintain. It's something we got to keep, amen, in check in our lives. Hallelujah. The idea here that God's children are to be different from the world in the way that we conduct our lives. Philippians chapter 1 says, let your conversation be as becometh the gospel of Christ. We are not to put on the world, but we are to put on Jesus to show the world. Hallelujah. And it's not about what I've done. It's not all about me, but it's all about Him. Amen. Sometimes God uses us, but we always got to point to Him. Hallelujah. Amen. It's not how you sing. It's not how you testify. It's not how you preach. But it's all about Jesus Christ. Amen. He's the one whom we must glorify. Amen. When we testify, when we sing, when we sing in song service. Amen. We're not singing just to hear our voices. We're singing to Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Romans says, chapter 13, but put ye on the Lord Jesus Christ and make not provisions for the flesh to fulfill the lust thereof. If you make provisions for your flesh, you're going to fall. You're going to let that old flesh win all the time if that's all you yield yourself to. Amen. I know you say, preacher, that you know, holiness preaching is about all the snare. No, even it's about what we do with our flesh. Hallelujah. There is to be a contrast in our wisdom. Light and darkness can have no fellowship. Amen. Light and darkness can have no fellowship. Amen. That time period right before the sun goes down. Even it's dusky outside. That's the hardest time to see. When there's not enough light, but there's almost too much darkness. And the light and the darkness cannot mix. No, sir. Amen. Either the darkness is going to prevail over the light. Amen. I don't know about you. I'm not afraid of the dark, but I don't like dark places. Because I can't see what's in front of me. But if you let me in a dark room have a little flashlight, even that little flashlight propels out the darkness and I can see. Amen. And we're living in a dark world. I understand that. I'm not trying to be some negatives here. I know we're living in a dark world. But we're the children of the light. Amen. We don't have to be in the dark. We don't have to be alone. I've got a flashlight. I've got a light that's burning within me. And that light is the Son of God. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. While all the church and world around us is changing to accommodate, amen, we must seek the old paths and walk therein. Amen. What Paul is talking about, a life that is governed by the Word of God has no shared ground with a life that is governed by the flesh, by the world, and by the devil. If you're constantly having a problem with sinning, amen, then you're lacking this thing right here. Amen. Amen. The Word of God that's planted in your heart, David said, amen, I'm going to hide it in my heart that I may not sin against God. Amen. You have a problem with sin. You have a problem with reading your Bible. Amen. If you've got the Word of God in your heart, amen, you cherish it. When the old flesh wants to rise up, amen, the Word of God says, no, down, devil. Amen. The Word of God, amen, we need it. We need to cherish it. Amen. We need to be breathing it. We need to be talking it. Hey, you say, preacher, amen, we need a revival of this book right here. We need some people that will fall in love with the Word of God. That Word will keep you out of trouble. That Word will keep you in the good path. That Word will keep you from problems. Yeah. I was talking to my friend. Brother Randy knows him. I said, you need to go to church. Oh, yeah. I pray all the time. I said, it's not all about prayer. If you come up to talk to me every time you try to open your mouth and I stopped you and did all the talking, you wouldn't like talking to me very long if I never let you talk. This is what we do to the Lord. We go, Lord, would you help me in this need? Would you move for me in this area? Would you do this? I got a brother that needs to be saved. I got a sister that needs to be saved. And every time the Lord's wanting to stop us and try to talk to us, and the way He talks to us is through that book right there. Amen. We do all the talking and never let Him talk. Amen. Sometimes we just need to shut up and be quiet and open the book and let the Lord speak to us. Amen. If we have a problem with something, amen, you need advice, you need wisdom, you need help, go to the book. Go to the Word of God. Amen. That's better than a psychiatrist. That's better than a specialist. That's better than mama. That's better than daddy. It's the Word of God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, a life that's governed by the Word of God. Amen. A life that's governed by the Word of God. We are to be different because we are to live our lives according to the Word of God. Not to what Brother Nathan came up with. And I'm not throwing no stone, but not to what Brother Benny Richardson came up with. But to what the Word of God says. You see, you come and pinch me, Brother Steve, on my flesh, and I will react. I got hit in the nose not too long ago and I reacted. It hurts. I wanted to cry. Because I have emotions. But the Word of God is sure. It's steadfast. Unmovable. Please. Look some things up for yourself. Don't rely on your pastor to do everything. But find you a relationship with God. Says, I'm going to the book. I'm going to the one, amen, that can answer all my problems. Amen. Your pastor's going to do his best to help you. I'm going to pray with you. I'm going to try to do my best. Amen. But the Word of God goes further. And the Word of God is sure. We got to live by it. Amen. The Word of God is going to be judged by it. If we're not living to it, we're going to be judged by it. Oh my. But he said, I'm trying to hurry. But walk in the light as He is in the light. We have fellowship one with another, and the blood of Jesus Christ, His Son, cleanses us from all sin. We have the light. Let us walk in the light. Hallelujah. Amen. You're living in a dark place right now. Amen. You don't have the answers. Take this big old flashlight. Shine it around. Amen. It propels the darkness. It pushes the oppression away. It pushes, amen, the oppression of the enemy. The light propels the darkness. Amen. Be aware of men that tries to add to it. Be aware of people that try to take away from it. Amen. I don't have time for it. Sorry. Amen. I don't want to argue with them. Psalm says, amen, chapter 119:9, wherewith shall a young man cleanse his way? So, Sir Armbrister, he says, by taking heed thereunto to the according of thy word. How can we cleanse my heart? Amen. How can I cleanse this old fleshly heart? Taking heed to the word of God. Oh, faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Amen. I tell you, the word of God is the place that we need to run to. Amen. Turn off Sean Hannity. Amen. Turn off Glenn Beck. Turn off all those things and go to the word of God. I know this world thinks they know everything, but they don't know my Jesus. My Jesus is the answer. I said, my Jesus is the answer. Amen. Your life is a candle. Yeah. But the word of God is the wick inside that candle.
Thank you, Lord.
A candle without a wick is no good. Try to light a candle, not turn the lights off without a wick. You'll have a big blob of wax melted by some source of heat. Either a cigarette lighter, match, something. But if there is no wick in there, he cannot propel the darkness. We've got a church full of people, and I'm not just talking about Hilldale, but we've got a church full of people even that don't have the word of God in them. They're coming to church because mom and daddy told them to come. Even they're living up on mom and daddy's way of living. They never sought out the good book by themselves. They never got in the book and study. Even why are we living the way we live? And why do we do the things that we do? Why do we worship the way we worship? Even because they're living on a life without a wick. We need the holy word in our lives. We need to fall in love with the word of God once again. Hallelujah. We need revival of the word of God. Last but not least, there is to be a contrast in our worship. We've got to have a different way of worship than what the world's worshiping. Paul reminds us that we are God's possession. Yeah. Just as there's no common ground between Jesus and the devil, amen, there's no common ground between one who confesses Christ and the one who denies Him. Amen, the idols of the flesh and the world have no business in the temple of God. Amen, I know of a brother, amen, that was going to make a business. They're going on a business dinner, amen, in the afternoon, a lunch. They was going to talk some business. So they went to a place of a restaurant to talk this business out. Amen, he was a preacher. And the other guy, he didn't know for sure about. Amen. He walks in that restaurant, and there sits this guy he's fixing to do business with. Amen. He's flirting with the waitress, and he's making names and making rude comments and things, suggestive remarks that he should not be making. Amen. And then the preacher sits down beside him. Amen. He tells him who he is. And he says, I go to so-and-so church. The preacher did. Oh, you do? I go to Guts. Well, you had no guts the way you just acted. Huh? And the world is saying we're churchy. And the world is... The church has got worldly. Amen. We're supposed not to let to have the business of the world in our temple. If you're saved, you are the temple of God. 1 Corinthians says, what? Know ye that your body is the temple of the Holy Ghost, which is in you, which you have of God, and you are not your own, for you are bought with a price. Therefore, to glorify God in your body and your spirit, which are of God's. Amen. We are bought with a price, church. Amen. We're not our own. We belong to God. Amen. I'm just a caretaker. Amen. But I want to take good care of it. Amen. The things of this world do not belong in your life, nor they have place in your worship. Amen. Just as our physical life is to be clean. I believe in being clean. Hello. You wouldn't like me if I didn't come in here after a week not taking a bath. Might have an election. We are to be clean. It's something I have to teach my children. You got to brush your teeth before you go to bed. Huh? You got to do certain things. You got to take a shower before you go to church. Hello. I could come to church if I had to in my work clothes. And I wouldn't look very nice. Dirty. So we come to church and we want to be clean. And there's people that, all that, man, they will do all in the world. I mean, they will go out of their way to clean up this old fleshly body. And that's good. But they come to church and their spirit, man, is dirty. They're so worried about how I look. My hair's got to be just right. My tie's got to be just the right length. Amen. I got to have my shirt just pressed all nice and neat. Amen. When I come to church, my whole heart is dirty. There's people that go to church every Sunday morning, every Sunday night, every Wednesday night. Amen. They look good on the outward. They can't fool man because, boy, they look good. But God said, I'm not looking on the outside. I'm looking on the inside. And all I see is uncleanness and righteousness. We need to be clean on the inside. We got to take care of this body. Yes. And we got to take care of the spiritual man. The spirit man is what's going to live on and on. Not this old flesh. No pride, boy. I'm telling you, pride sometimes gets people in trouble. Hello? Hey, man. I know it. Hallelujah. Know you not what? That your body is the temple of the Holy Ghost? Our duty is not to make the house of God our worship seeker friendly. See, that's what the world's done. They're, who can we gain? Who can we get? What family can we gain? Let's go get them. Seeker friendly. How can we draw somebody? I know. Say, preacher, what are you talking about? I know. I like for people to come in. But while we're here, while I'm on the subject, we had promotion Sunday. Amen. We did good because there was a contest. There was money involved. But where's our inviting spirit go? And now it's fell in his face. Where's our love for God at? I believe in being a friendly church, yeah. I don't believe in sitting there on the pew when a visitor comes in and not even going shaking their hand and telling, hey, we're glad to have you. I believe in being friendly. Yes, I do. Amen. But I'm not trying to promote some, amen, new way of trying to gain somebody in. Amen. To see if we can get them to come in. No. Amen. But let's have the Spirit of God. Amen. I want us to be friendly. But more than friendly seekers, I want the Spirit of God to be moving. Amen. Our duty is to concentrate ourselves to the will of God and to worship Him in spirit and in truth. Amen. We think we come to church, amen, by singing our three songs and listen to the preacher preach that we have worshiped God. But the scripture says He seeketh such to worship Him in spirit and in truth. Amen. We're going to worship Him when it's raining. And we're going to worship Him when it's sunshine. It don't matter what comes my way. I'm going to worship Him. That's what we need. If I wanted to tonight, I know. I said, preacher, you don't know what I've been through today. If I wanted to, I could have let my emotions rule me. And I could have said a few verses and closed my Bible and walked on out of here. But we are to be different in our worship. That's what separated the first Pentecostal Holiness Church, is the way that we worshiped. And I know people are bashful. And all people are not loud. But with the Spirit of God, there should be nothing stopping us. There should be nothing that says, well, glory! Hallelujah! There ain't nothing stopping us saying, thank you, Jesus. There is nothing stopping us from lifting our hands and worshiping the Lord. Amen. Our emotions leave us and the Spirit takes over. Amen. That's what we need. We need a church that says, I'm not here to make my emotions feel good, but I'm here to give my emotions to Jesus Christ and let Him rule them. We need to be different in our worship. Amen. I told you I'm fixing the clothes, I promise. Sometimes we can walk in our churches and there's no difference between this service and a Baptist service. We're quiet. We're too quiet. The song service ought to be our part where we can get in and worship the Lord. Hello? Amen. When somebody comes behind this pulpit or over there by the pen at the singer special, amen, we ought to worship the Lord. How many knows they've been behind this pulpit before or been singing when you felt the Spirit of the Lord on you and you look out in the crowd and, oh, we're not responding. What's going on? Is it me, Lord? Did I have the wrong song, God? Did I have the wrong message? The whole time he says no, but they're just not worshiping. Oh, Pastor, I'm tired tonight. I know you got a headache, but I got a headache tonight. Oh, come on now. I'm moving. Amen. We have no business changing our music. We have no business changing our preaching. Amen. We have no business of lowering our standards to attract the world to the house of God. Amen. But we are to place our totality of our beings upon the altar. Amen. And get rid of the flesh. Amen. Put ourselves on the altar. Amen. Roman plays it like this and says, I beseech you. He said, I'm begging you. Amen. I'm pleading with you. I beseech you, therefore, my brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your body a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. Amen. And be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is good and acceptable and the perfect will of God. Amen. God is begging. God is pleading. Amen. For us to worship Him. Amen. Instead of trying to be seeker friendly, we should strive to be spirit friendly. Amen. Stand tonight. God's people are to be different from the world around them because we possess a new nature. Oh God. Thank you, Lord. I feel a burden on my heart tonight. And I know our church don't have a problem with worldliness, and I'm just preaching tonight to keep it away, to keep it drove out. I've got a burden on my heart. You could fool me, and I could go on and never know nothing's wrong. The Bible says in 2 Corinthians chapter 5, therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. All things are passed away. Behold, all things come new. Have a praying church tonight. That pig rolls in the mud because he is a pig. If you could change the nature of that pig into a sheep, it would shun the mud and it would run to a green pasture. We've got people in our churches that say they're saved, fit the part, look just right, but Jesus called them full of dead man's bones with whited sepulchres. If you're saved tonight, you have a new nature. I said, if you're saved tonight, you have a new nature. But Aaron, when you got saved, I know it took a little bit, but there was something that was in you that says, I can't do this anymore. I've got to lay down my cigarettes. I got to quit that cussing. I got to quit living that way. I got to quit doing this and I got to quit doing that. Even the grace of God teaches us. Oh yeah. I said, the grace of God teaches us. Amen. We can stand here tonight and say, yes, I'm saved. But if you're doing the same old thing that you've always been doing, then you need to come and pray through again. A pig is going to roll around the mud. A sheep is going to follow the shepherd. Head bowed, every eye closed. I preach my heart to you tonight, church.
I'm going to stick to the Bible. I'm going to stick to the Word of God. We got a world around us that's trying to change all the time. Our government wants to change. They got it. They didn't like it. Now they want another change. We're never going to be happy. That's the same way with a person that's lost. They always want change, but they're never happy. Never happy. Not happy with this and not happy with that. You need just a good dose of salvation if you're never happy. All things passed away. Behold, all things come new. It don't matter if you've just been saved 5 minutes or if you've been saved 50 years. Your salvation ought to be just as new as it was the day that you received it. There's things creeping in your heart tonight that should not be creeping there. Maybe I didn't come out and name them tonight. Is your flesh ruling you? Are you doing what good feels good to you? You see, it takes a sacrifice to fall down on your knees in the morning time and pray. It takes a sacrifice to set time out, to open that Bible up and read it. It's a sacrifice. But it's a sacrifice worth making. Because it's going to pay off. If we don't go by the way of grave or by the way of the rapture, it's going to pay off. I feel a Holy Ghost tonight here. I feel like it's wanting to challenge somebody's heart. We need to do better than what we're doing. I don't want the world to creep in on me. If you've got to unplug the computer, unplug it. If you've got to get rid of your phone, get rid of it. I don't have time to go in all those details tonight, but I know what I'm talking about. You got to unplug some things in your life. Unplug them. Turn off the TV. Turn off the computer. Get rid of it. Because if you live by the flesh, you die by the flesh. I didn't write it. God did. Can we come tonight? Can we spend a searching in this altar tonight, searching our soul, searching our heart? Oh God, I preach my heart to him tonight, Lord. Oh God.
Oh God. And now I see myself like my